I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Lieutenant Mariano Pargas, who was the acting police chief on the day of the mass school shooting in Uvalde, stepped down from the Uvalde Police Department on Thursday, just days before city leaders were to decide his fate. Pargas had been with the department for 18 years. The Uvalde City Council was set to discuss Pargas's termination during a special meeting on Saturday. Pargas was among nearly 400 law enforcement officials who responded to the Robb Elementary shooting on May 24th, but waited more than an hour to take down the gunman. 19 students and two teachers were killed. Pargas had been placed on leave in July after a Texas House report showed that several law enforcement agencies were at fault for the Uvalde response. Pargas's dismissal comes after a CNN report released Monday also showed that he was told at the scene that 8 to 9 children were alive in the classrooms at Robb Elementary, but failed to organize help. Texas lawmakers have filed a handful of bills ahead of the upcoming legislative session that would set new rules on where concrete batch plants can be built and impose tougher pollution restrictions on the facilities. Texas residents have long complained that the plants spew pollution that causes respiratory problems and disproportionately impacts low-income neighborhoods and communities of color. Residents want regulations to require new concrete batch plants be built further away from neighborhoods, schools, and parks. Dallas already has 38 batch plants, with more than half located in West Dallas near schools and homes. Midlothian, southwest of Dallas, has 4 concrete batch plants. State Representative Jarvis Johnson, a Houston Democrat, has filed legislation that would make it harder for new concrete batch plants to open in cities that have no zoning, like Houston. The bill also would require companies to host community meetings. Under current regulations, only residents who live within 440 yards of a concrete batch plant can request a contested case hearing. That's a formal procedure in which residents and company representatives go before an administrative judge who makes recommendations. State Rep. Nicole Collier, a Fort Worth Democrat, filed a bill that would expand that distance from 440 yards to 880 yards and expand the list of people who can request contested case hearings to include not only nearby residents, but representatives of a school, place of worship, licensed daycare center, hospital, or medical facility. A similar bill by Republican State Representative Donna Campbell of New Braunfels would open the process to the same list of people, but keep the distance limit at 440 yards. Lawmakers hope the bills can create the balance needed to ensure the health, safety, and well-being of Texans. Republican U.S. Senators John Cornyn and Ted Cruz tried Wednesday to block a Senate vote to explicitly enshrine federal recognition of same-sex marriages. But 12 GOP lawmakers joined Democrats to clear the way for the bill's passage. The Respect for Marriage Act would repeal the 1996 Defense of Marriage Act, which barred the federal government from recognizing same-sex marriage until the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that law unconstitutional in 2013. The core provisions of the Respect for Marriage Act would be relevant only if the Supreme Court reverses that decision in the way it revoked a constitutional right to abortion this summer. Cruz blasted Republican senators who voted with Democrats to give the measure the 60 votes it needed to overcome a potential filibuster in the upper chamber. Cruz also said the vote was harming Republican chances in a high-stakes Senate runoff election in Georgia between Democratic U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker. Codifying same-sex marriage at the federal level has been a priority for Democrats after the Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, amid fears that the court might reconsider constitutional protections for gay marriage. Check for updates on any of these stories at texastribune.org. You can also follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief Podcast for daily news updates wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by Texas Rural Funders. Texas Rural Funders mobilizes the power of philanthropy to strengthen rural Texas. To find out more, visit texasruralfunders.org.